Jones and Keith here on a Patriots Monday, following the Patriots 42-13 win over the Carolina Panthers. They're back to 500 at 2-2. We're talking about it all day long here on Jones and Keith. We'll get to what happened in week four of the NFL less than a half hour from now with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. But joining us here on a Patriots Monday, as he does every Patriots Monday, Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, thanks for hanging out there on hold for a minute. I know we're a little late coming back, so we appreciate you hanging out.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Well, not too much. I don't want to call the win yesterday easy, because that's easy for us to say on the outside looking in. But it was relatively stress-free, a blowout victory. How does that feel to get one of those under your belt?
Yeah, it's always good, man. It's hard to win in this league, man. You know, that was a team coming off a big win the previous week, so we knew we had to come out ready to go. And, you know, we were able to respond, didn't play start the way we wanted to, but just kept, you know, chugging away.
Can you take us through the touchdown? We just played the highlight coming back, but pretty cool play design, a little play action. You were running behind the offensive line, kind of Drake May kind of rolling out to his left. Can you take us through that play? And also when you knew, like, wait a minute, I might be able to get in here.
Yeah, I mean, great play design, man. Great play by Drake. You know, just rolling to the left is always hard for a right quarterback. Just it's impressive to see some of the throws he can make. And then, you know, two guys in front of me and Pop and Diggs and, you know, that were, you know, able to execute some blocks and be able to spray me down the sideline, man. You can never do this by yourself. And so I got to give credit to those guys.
You got into the end zone on that one. You almost had two earlier in the game. Did you think you got in on the first one?
I was bad, man. I got stuffed. That's terrible. Gosh, that was so bad. I was trying to secure the catch. He kind of got under me, put a good shot on me, man. I got to find a way to get in there. That's bad. But, you know, it was cool to see us kind of getting a jumbo package, be able to punch one in there on goal line, get our, you know, get AG in the end zone.
See, that's the opposite of me. I would have been lobbying Vrabel. I'd be like, hey, challenge it.
Throw
I'm
the
in
flag.
There. Challenge it. That's the opposite of how I would have gone about it.
It is what it is, man. I'm team guy. As long as we score.
Yeah, you've been teammates with Marcus Jones now for a few years. What is that like just on the sideline when you see the opposing team punt him the ball, knowing that, hey, any second now, this guy could return one to the house?
Yeah, dude is a special athlete, special guy with the ball in his hands. Man, you know, you got an opportunity anytime he has a little bit of space, a little bit of light. You know, those guys on punt return team are blocking their butts off. Because they know, I think, they know how special he is back there, if they can just give him a little bit of space.
Best game we've seen yet from Stephon Diggs, over 100 yards yesterday. What's he brought to the team this year?
Yeah, just a great energy, man. A guy that's proven in this league that's, you know, had a lot of success. It was fun to kind of get him going, see him kind of get in the flow of things and really, you know, have some big explosive plays for us, man. You know, he's a great player, man. He's been fun to be around, and I'm excited to continue to grow with that.
You know, it was unfortunate Jared Wilson couldn't go in the game, but Ben Brown stepped up, played every single snap. I think Drake only got sacked one time. Looks like the offensive line had a really good game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those guys are just fighting and clawing and really coming together up front. Love playing with those guys. Just a bunch of tough dudes that, you know, are playing well and excited to – you know, they're doing a lot of good things, continue to come together. I mean, it's good to have continuity up there. Obviously, missing Jared was good, but Ben was ready to go, man. And, you know, that's what this league is. You got to be ready to go, and Ben was able to execute at high level yesterday.
Bills next. It's first of three on the road. It's Sunday Night Football in Buffalo. What is that environment going to be like?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you go to Buffalo, it's a tough environment, man. You know, it'll be a tough place to play. You know, they're rolling. They're playing really, really good football right now. So we'll have to be ready to go from the jump, be able to handle kind of the environment too and just everything that entails that. But, you know, we just have to start with day by day and having a good week of practice and be ready to go Sunday night.
You got a Monday Night Football doubleheader tonight. First off, do you like a doubleheader on Monday night, or do you think there should only be the one?
I honestly probably one. It can be kind of hard to maybe keep track of both in a way. It's always nice to have a standalone one.
Will you watch, will you flip back and forth between the two? Because they're going to be on at the same time. You got Jets, Dolphins, then you got Bengals, Broncos, or are you going to, you know, spend your time doing something else tonight?
I got something else. I have an event tonight, actually, in the city, raising money for International Justice Mission tonight. So, pretty cool event. Excited to kind of kick it off.
Much more important than Dolphins Jets.
That is a little. It is a little more important than that. I don't know if you were watching last night, but the Sunday night game ended in a tie. How do you feel about ties in the NFL? Or is that something they gotta do something about?
You know, I've never tied, so I don't really know that feeling. But you know, I can figure that it's probably a weird feeling. You don't know how to feel maybe after it, but. I don't know what that solution is. It's pretty rare that it happens. So I think obviously on Sunday Night Football, everybody's watching this. People are going to make a big deal out of it, but it's very rare that it happens. It happens, you know, not a lot, but it is a tough way to kind of go about it.
Patriots tight end Hunter Henry here on Jones and Keith. Patriots Monday. Every Monday, you're back in the end zone, another victory. So, you know, it's time for the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise,
Surprise.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Golly, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, Hunter Henry, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you weren't surprised at all. How surprised were you in 2016 when a Cincinnati zoo worker shot and killed Harambe?
Oof, man, that one comes out of nowhere. I was probably 65.
Ooh, I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Mike Francesa was like an 85.
So 60, no, but now we're learning. So
yeah,
more surprised than The Sixth Sense, but less surprised than Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith.
This is good.
This is good.
It's a good scale we're building. Yep. Hunter, we appreciate you jumping on every Patriots Monday. Sounds like an excellent event tonight. So enjoy that, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end, every Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keith.